Chapter 32, Getting What You Want While Loving What You Have. Some pundits encourage us to enjoy the moment and appreciate what we have, suggesting that constantly striving for more is unhealthy and the primary source of our discontent. And others say that, as human beings, we are built to push beyond our comfort zones each day and reach for something higher, to become great. I've struggled a lot with this issue as I articulate a personal philosophy that I will live my life under. I think I've found the answer, a solution that feels right to me. It's a balance, I've realized. I call it the Mandela balance. Nelson Mandela, a man I greatly admire, once said, "After climbing a great hill, one finds that there are many more hills to climb. I have taken a moment here to rest, to steal a view of the glorious vista that surrounds me, to look back on the distance I have come. But I can only rest for a moment, for with freedom comes responsibilities, and I dare not linger, for my long walk has not yet ended." To me, Nelson Mandela is suggesting that it is truly all about a balance. Enjoy the view from where you are. Savor how far you've come. Be grateful for where you are along the journey that is your life. Live in the moment, but also remember that with the gifts that reside within you come great responsibilities. I believe that every human being has a duty to shine. We must not rest on our past wins and become complacent. We must walk into the world each day and do our best to be of greater service to others, realize more of our potential, and become better citizens on the planet. We must continually walk toward our fears and make more of our lives. We must constantly play a bigger game and use our creative talents to do, be, and see more. This drive to realize more of our greatest selves has, I believe, been knitted into our DNA, and to deny it is to deny our human nature. And yes, as we set higher dreams and raise our personal standards, we will create some discontent. But this world was built by people who felt some discontent with the way things were and knew they could do better. "Show me a completely contented person, and I'll show you a failure," observed Thomas Edison. Politically incorrect these days, I know. But I think he was speaking truth. The greatest among us were not satisfied with the way things were. Think Gandhi. Think Mother Teresa. Think Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Think Bill Gates. Think Einstein. Think Mandela. So love what you have, and then go for what you want. Enjoy the climb up the mountain, but never take your eyes off the summit.